A Russian physicist has been ordered to remain in prison while he awaits sentencing for treason. Valentin Danilov is among several academics, scientists, and journalists who've been jailed over the last few years. Critics say the cases are flimsy in an attempt by Russia's FSB, Federal Security Service, that's the former Soviet KGB, to reassert its authority. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Russian physicist Valentin Danilov's work with a Chinese firm was no secret. He helped the company with information on decommissioning obsolete satellites, weather forecasting, and how to create space conditions in labs on Earth. The 53-year-old spoke to reporters after being found guilty. I'm surprised at the verdict, Danilov said, which he labeled as a political one. I don't deserve this treatment. The problem with the verdict, Danilov says, is that none of the information transferred to the Chinese was secret. It was declassified, and Danilov repeatedly pointed out it could be readily found in textbooks. But the fact that the information was not secret did not matter to the FSB, Federal Security Service. And according to his lawyer, Yelena Yevmenova, it didn't matter to the presiding court judge either.
We were deprived of the right to present these open publications to the jurors, and thus we were deprived of our entire defense, that this research had been published long, long ago.
Deprived of his core defense, all 12 jurors found Danilov guilty. Danilov had actually been acquitted in an earlier trial, only to have Russia's Supreme Court throw out the acquittal, sending the scientist back for another trial. And after Danilov commented on the case to Western news organizations, he was ordered jailed pending sentencing because the judge ruled the interviews had posed a threat to national security. His legal team calls that absurd. Observers say the Danilov case and several others like it recently demonstrate the growing activism of Russia's FSB security service. Emily Letts works in the Moscow office of Human Rights Watch.
The scientists are researching topics which legally have become declassified information. It's suspicious that we're seeing the judicial system put blocks in the way of this independent and perhaps varied investigation into these topics.
Among others the FSB prosecuted was a reporter who blew the whistle about the Russian Navy's alleged dumping of nuclear waste in the Sea of Japan, and a researcher who wrote analyses about Russia's military for a foreign company. Andrei Soldatov, a journalist who writes on security issues, says he believes Russian security services whip up the cases in order to display a vigorous image. But Soldatov says the dubious spy cases distort the FSB's priorities.
What's worrying about this is that in our country, we really do have very many real, serious threats to our national security. And the main threat is the threat of terrorism.
Gennady Gudkov, a member of Russia's parliament, is a veteran of the Soviet KGB. Gudkov, currently an FSB reserve colonel, argues some overzealousness in prosecuting spy cases is understandable, given recent history.
It's perfectly obvious that in Russia, many state secrets were divulged not necessarily because people leaked them intentionally, but because controls were relaxed.
But Sergei Kovalyov, former Soviet-era political prisoner, says the series of spy cases is no coincidence. He says Russia's security services intend them to send a message.
This is a lesson aimed at restoring a previous atmosphere in the country. It's a lesson to remind people that they have a master, and that master is the state.
When he is sentenced, physicist Valentin Danilov could get 20 years in prison. Danilov's lawyers vow to take the case to the European Court of Justice if appeals in Russia's courts fail, as they expect they will. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.